Louisiana's most powerful voice on the airwaves. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
Hey, y'all all, welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show, hour number three of the Moon Griffon Show. Real quick, before I go to my special guest, I had to report this. I'm sorry. So, the craziness in New Orleans, this woman that started a recall petition against Jeff Landry, shot at people, hit one in the head. She's got a $100,000 bond. That's it. This is New Orleans. A.G. Liz Merle, they indicted her for nothing. No reason whatsoever except politics. She got a $400,000 bond to get out. $400,000 for something you didn't do. $100,000 in New Orleans for something you did do. Welcome to the left's world. Wow. All right, let's jump gears. One of my favorite people to have on here. His name is Jason Isaac. He was a former representative for many, many years. He runs and is the CEO of American Energy Institute. And invited him back on because there's a big race. There's a big race for AI, as you know. President Trump and everybody's geared up, but might be a little hanky-panky sabotage going on. Jason, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Moon. Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Jason, think about that in a big city. You shoot somebody in the head, you get a $100,000 bond. But since you're in a blue city and you hate what the attorney general is doing to the city to correct it, so they drummed up all these charges, got a grand jury, and they indicted her. She got a $400,000 bond. How you like to shoot somebody, you only $100,000 here.
It's a politicization of our judicial system, and it's not a big leap from what we're talking about. I mean, the left has tainted our judges, our court systems. Yep. They've done it for decades. We've exposed the Environmental Law Institute's climate judiciary projects. State Armor just came out with a new report showing all the Chinese funding that's coming into the Environmental Law Institute. Now they're training 2,000 judges against anti-American energy policies. They're brainwashing these judges on the religion of climate. And it's just no surprise it's happening in blue cities, blue states,
yep,
with blue judges that are weaponizing our judiciary against the American people.
It's
just insane. You shoot somebody and get a $100,000 bond.
Yeah, and somebody else shouldn't even be, they shouldn't have had a grand jury on us. They made up charges. It has gotten sick. But, you know, Jason, what's sad is I remember when Chuck Schumer and Trump got back in. Chuck Schumer just stood up and said, you know, that's why we put 225 judges, federal judges in, was to stop Trump. Not to protect America, not to protect the Republic, not to have the laws to make sure our laws are protected, to go after Trump. And this is what they've done all over the country. I mean, it's probably thousands of them now. It's incredible what we allow to happen in this country.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you hire 80,000 IRS agents and they can't find any of the fraud that Doge and the Trump administration found in a matter of months. I mean, come on. You got some YouTube kid essentially out there, young 20-year-old adult out there finding all this fraud in Minnesota and California, and now they're threatening him. I mean, this guy's just shining a light, but the cockroaches are running and they're fighting.
Yep. So let's talk about this AI stuff. We've got two or three data centers and stuff coming up here, too, maybe three or four. Let's talk about these. Talk about what you think is good about them, but also let's talk about who's trying to get involved in this, and it goes back to China again.
It does, absolutely, and we're about to expand our research on this front. When I start noticing signs in people's yards that have, you know, Bernie can't be bought by billionaires, and then they have these same signs that say stop data centers, mm-hmm, and stop AI, and these are professionally prevented campaign signs. Someone's funding this, and so I start doing a little bit of digging, a little bit of research, and you find this foreign funding coming in from Swiss billionaires. Apparently Bernie can't be bought by billionaires unless they're European billionaires or Chinese billionaires.
God have mercy.
But they're funding the money into groups like Sierra Club and Indivisible, other organizations that are arranging people on Facebook. So they've got Facebook groups and pages created to get people to show up to city councils and county commissioners and parish meetings to intimidate the elected officials. And it's like these people are saying, stop data centers. they're using Facebook, Moon, that's being powered and by a data center. I mean, they're communicating across data centers, and they want it to stop. I mean, I might be able to get behind this a little bit because of the stupidity of people out there. I mean, it's just crazy, but it's a lot of money coming in from Europe because they don't want us to succeed.
But, Jason, tell the truth. Most people will take a dollar and say and do whatever they want to do, and that's the problem. They dump so much money on somebody. Somebody says, well, in other words, most people can justify something depending on how much money goes in their pocket. Am I wrong by saying that? I just think that's what's happening in our country now.
Not wrong.
Yeah, show me the money. Like I tell people, I want to tell you this. I tell people I have a price. I'd move out the state. I'd never come back. But if they want to lay $30 million after taxes in my pocket, I'll leave. I don't even go to my house. I just take the kids and my wife and go. I mean, I'm gone. See, I got a price.
Sit right in.
No, but it's just everybody takes the money. And they don't care where it comes from. And they don't care about the big picture and the harm of it.
No, they really don't, and that's what I love about our organization, our work, the American Energy Institute. I've got board members and members that support our work that just say, Jason, get out there and fight against political agendas, DEI, ESG. They want to fight to lower the cost of energy, and this is energy producers, companies that produce oil, gas, coal, nuclear, electricity, medical isotopes from nuclear, and they're saying, Jason, get out there and reduce the cost. They know the benefits to mankind. And the data centers, the people that are opposing them, they've just been manipulated from a marketing campaign. There's impacts with every industry, and there's laws on the books that protect people from any damages that could be done. And there's great building codes that we have in place. And if there's a place that comes in and if they're causing vibration or big lights or big noise, there's already laws on the books to handle that. And they ought not to be doing that. I mean, if you get vibration coming from your property onto mine, you're violating my private property rights.
Sure, sure.
But there's laws to handle this, but they're just convincing people they're going to suck all the water and take all the power from the grid. And that just couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. What kind of rat race are we in with AI in China? I know what they're doing coming here to sabotage what we got. And I think that's part of your article is talking about them sabotaging what we have here, what we're trying to build. We're racing against those guys. Are we racing because whoever gets AI ground fruit gets to tell their story? Why are we racing against China?
Yeah, we really are. I mean, China wants to take over Taiwan. There's no question about that. They're doing military exercises on the other side of Taiwan. And look at what's happened in the United States. The manufacturing of the chips that primarily come from Taiwan are now being manufactured in the United States. So we're reshoring a massive industry so that we can build these data centers and we can harness AI to make things more efficient. You look at the use of farming. You've got companies like John Deere that have technology out there that has cameras on machines that are spraying herbicides on crops. And these cameras are using AI to identify what's a crop and what's a weed. And they spray the herbicide on the weed. So the reduction in the use of herbicide is going down to 60 to 70% in applications that are using this technology. Wow. So we're becoming more efficient. We're producing better food. We're using less food and fuel, or less herbicide and fuel to produce the food that we consume on a daily basis. And this is great. I mean, it's just those kind of technological advantages. Now, imagine applying that to the military and the gains that we can have and protect ourselves and defend our freedom. I mean, there's just so many technological advances and increases of efficiency that are going to help our country. We need to win this AI race. We need to be built here in the United States.
Okay. So as I'm watching all these AI build, I mean, I know we're doing a bunch here, but they're doing a bunch in Texas too, aren't they? Are they doing them all over the country? And my question is, how does that compare to what China's building if you looked into that?
Yeah, well, we are clearly winning the race right now, and I think that's why they're realizing that we're such a big threat. When I was in the legislature, gosh, it was 12, 13 years ago, we're talking to companies that build these data centers, and we're saying, hey, come to Texas. We got a lot of electricity. We've got great people that build buildings, engineering, construction. I mean, they create a ton of jobs, and then they put a ton of revenue into our public schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, just last year alone, data centers that we have in Texas now, which is over 400.
400 so data centers?
Plus years, we've built over 400 data centers in Texas. They put $1 billion into our public education system.
Yeah.
And guess what? They didn't send a single kid to schools. So they're spending a lot of money, and they're not getting really any benefits from it other than having a good, educated public that's going to work in those data centers.
Yeah, the I just wondered, you got 400. I had a buddy explain something to me. He said, you know, we'll build all these data centers, but sooner or later, how many data centers do you need? And the strong ones will survive, and the rest of them will fall away. Do you see that, or is it that not how the data center competition works?
No, yeah, you're certainly going to see that. I liken back to the days in the early 2000s when these companies were building massive refrigerated warehouses to deliver people's groceries. I mean, that dot-com bubble burst, and those companies went out of business, yeah. And I had to go back to the grocery store to buy my groceries.
I think that's a legitimate question, because we only have four or five here or something like that. And I'm thinking, well, will they survive? Will they be one of the ones that survive? That's the only reason I asked the question.
Yeah, they're going to get smaller. They're going to get more technologically advanced. And certainly some of them are going to be obsolete. But you're still going to have the buildings there that can be used for something else.
Okay. Hold your thought. Let me take a break. Name is Jason Isaac. Folks, awesome guest. Love having him on the American Energy Institute. And that's his outfit, and they do a heck of a job fighting for the right thing. But take a break, be back, visit with him, and wrap it up. He's a smart guy, man. He's a really...
Superior Grills, all over Louisiana. Lyon Avenue in Shreveport.
Government Street.
And Holland Road, Baton Rouge. St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. And on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. Always make it a point to visit Superior Grill when I'm traveling the great state of Louisiana. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with that Louisiana twist. The menu has all your favorites. Fajitas, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, delicious hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You got to go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. Our lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. Five locations in Louisiana, Lyon Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, and on College Saloon in Lafayette. Superior Grill is great food, great service, and great margaritas. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill.
Hey, folks, looking to buy or sell land? Wildlife Land Group and his partners proudly serve Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Colorado. Our accredited land consultants specialize in timberland, cattle ranches, hunting, and recreational property, transitional and development tracts, and farmland too. Rice and crawfish, row crops, you name it. From individual landowners to publicly traded companies, Wildlife Land Group is hands-on through the entire process. Love the opportunity to serve you. Call Wildlife Land Group today at 337-345-1797. That's 337-345-1797. Jay Davison, broker.
Louisiana's oil and gas industry creates thousands of good-paying jobs, but a flood of coastal lawsuits threatens it all. While billboard lawyers reach for massive payouts, Louisiana workers pay the price. The facts: energy employment down 40%, offshore energy production cut in half, over $1 billion gone. Greedy lawyers chasing lottery payouts at the expense of Louisiana families. We don't need more lawsuits. We need more jobs. Learn more at growlouisianacoalition.com.